into racing. So yeah, what is your full name?
Florence Cagny.
Okay, and what is your job title?
I'm a F3 steward secretary and F1 protocol officer.
Okay.
Yes.
Very cool. And what's your educational background?
I studied languages in Belgium.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're from Belgium. Wait, do you still live in Belgium?
No, I'm living in South France now.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. And how did you find your way into working?
Because I was my daughter's dad. He was a motorsport racer, so
okay.
He took people from the DFIA GT world. And then I started to work in Monaco for the president of the Manufacturers Commission for five years, I think, yes. And then I went from 2001 to 2005, yes. And then I went to work for Charlie Whiting and Max Mosley at their office in Monaco. And then when Max Mosley stopped being president, I continued to assist Charlie Whiting, but I did Max Mosley on a private basis. And I also assisted John Dodd just on the Monaco Grand Prix.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And then unfortunately, Charlie died 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And Max died 1 year ago.
Yeah.
So last year I started to do F3. And this year I contacted the FIA to do more. And they created that new post, which is a protocol of service.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yes.
That's quite impressive. And did you?
Has the number of stewards grown?
No. And at the F3, we have a local steward, we have a steward and a chairman, always three. And sometimes we have a driver's advisor, who's in fact a fourth steward, but he doesn't have to sign the documents. He's just there to explain to the steward that physically it's, for example, impossible not to break or impossible not to avoid cutting the curb or whatever. Yes, he knows what can be done as a driver, and it helps a lot.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So it sounds like you kind of discovered motorsport as a career later, or did you grow up knowing you wanted to be involved?
No, in fact, I grew up, my dad and my granddad, they are crazy about races. So my dad has a big collection of pictures and negatives of, 50 years of motorsport. Yes.
Wow.
So my first job was for the import of Ferrari in Belgium, Netherlands and Luxembourg. So I did that from 91 to 95. So that was my first job. So already, yes, I was already a motorsport.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you knew young.
Yes.
That you wanted to be involved.
I didn't really want it to be, but it was just in the family, so...
Yeah.
Yes.
Your dad must be proud of your...
Yeah, he's very happy, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, really, he tells everyone.
So if you were, you know, speaking to some young girl who wanted to be involved in this world somehow, like, what advice would you give them? Kind of finding their way.
She has to be a bit passionate because, but there are fields where you don't have to do some motorsport. For example, you have marketing, you have the legal people, so they are all at TFIA, but not on races.
Yeah.
If you want to be on races, you have to be, I think you have to be a minimum passionate about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And is your daughter interested in motorsport?
Well, she loves it. She came to Monaco. She follows the drivers, of course, and she's studying at London School of Economics. She's finishing her master. So
where is she?
In London.
Okay.
Yes, yes, and so yes, she would like to work for F1, of course. Yes.
And so you studied languages. How many do you speak?
I speak Flemish, English, and French fluently. And I speak a bit of Spanish, a bit of Italian, and a bit of German.
Wow.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
like the other languages.
I think that maybe that's an asset as well for working.
Yes, but those three languages maybe not enough to be able to write. I can read and understand something, but writing is still difficult.
Would it be an advantage for young girls getting into this industry to have more than one language?
Maybe because you need to contact the different ASNs and things. Yes, the FIA has clubs all over the world, so why not? Yes.
And the FIA is French, so I guess at least if you speak English and French, you can...
Yes, but it's more and more English, the language that we all speak. Yes.
Well, that's lucky for me because my French is really terrible, unfortunately.
No, at the FIA, everyone has to speak English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And what happened?
Yeah.
I missed a step yesterday morning.
That was
the day before.
That was just yesterday?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes, but it doesn't hurt. I mean, with that, I hardly feel it. Yes. But
oh,
I cannot.
Where?
At race control tower. I thought I was busy on my phone instead of watching the stairs.
My goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
A memorable trip to Canada.
Yeah. But I'm going to take it out to go to the grid because, I mean, yeah. If suddenly you have to run or whatever, like, I don't think you're allowed to have this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You should know the rules. You must know a lot of the rules.
I didn't ask. I will just take it off and just, yeah. Because I have to accompany some two guests to the grid.
Okay.
So Jean-Todd, Max Mosley, and Charlie. Who was your favorite?
Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Nice man.
Yes. Charlie, and just after that, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much John?
Yes, but Jean-Todd, it was just once a year.
Okay.
Yes.
And Monaco?
Yes, in Monaco during the Grand Prix. So, no, it wasn't a yearly job.
And are you working with Ben at all?
Yes, I'm working closely with his assistant because we are working on the guests and often we need their approval whether we are in overbooking if we can add people and she will decide with him if it's possible or not. Yes,
it's great. Well, I've heard positive things about Ben from around Canada.
Yes, I'm very happy. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, because he seems to know where he goes. He's young. He wants. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yes.
So, you should write a book then.
No.
Oh.
I'm just an assistant. I mean, I have nothing exciting to write about.
I'm sure you have some stories.
Zero.
That's great. Well, that's really what I just wanted to kind of hear your story. And how you got interested. And,
yeah.